Kids, hello and welcome to the Accepted Podcast, a college admissions podcast for the savvy student. My name is Tyler Kusunoki. I'm an admissions consultant working out of Tokyo with students from all over the world to help them achieve their college dreams. If you like what you're hearing and want to support this podcast, be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your platform of choice. Follow us and hit the bell icon for notifications to stay up to date as well. Please also leave us a rating, as that really helps this podcast to reach more people and also lets us know what we should be talking a little bit more about. Okay, to get started today I'm going to be starting a series where I start to break down the Common App application essays. A lot of these are important enough, well, they're a huge part of the application process and I think will be increasingly important as time goes on, so I figured I would take some time to break each one of these 7 prompts down individually, just to give my thoughts on which prompts are good, how to tackle each different prompt, and provide some guidance there. I also wanted to take advantage of this time to try out a little bit of what ChatGPT has to offer. ChatGPT obviously is all the craze right now, and a lot of educators are really thinking about how to best use this or how to get it out of their classrooms completely one way or another. It is a technology that a lot of people are thinking a little bit about and wanting to figure out how to utilize it, and high school students are no exception. So for each of these prompts, as we go through them over the next couple weeks, I'll be throwing the prompts into ChatGPT, seeing how ChatGPT gives an answer, and see if we can use that as an instructive guide for maybe how you should be approaching these prompts in the first place. All right, so the first prompt that we are going to deal with in terms of the common essay prompts is the background prompt. Okay, so the prompt goes like this. Some students have a background, identity, interest, or talent that is so meaningful they believe their application would be incomplete without it. If this sounds like you, then please share your story. All right, and I threw this into ChatGPT, and this is what ChatGPT turned out. As a high school student, I believe that my passion for music is an integral part of who I am and has played a significant role in shaping my identity. My love for music started at a young age when I used to listen to my parents' old vinyl records and sing along to my favorite songs. Over the years, I've developed a keen interest in playing the guitar, piano, and drums, which has allowed me to express myself in ways that words cannot describe. Playing music has not only been a hobby, but has also helped me overcome challenging times in my life. When my grandfather passed away, I found solace in playing the guitar and composing a song in his memory. The experience taught me the power of music in healing and coping with difficult situations. In addition to playing music, I've also been involved in various music-related activities in school. I have participated in the school band, where I've played the guitar and drums, and have also performed at school events and local talent shows. Being a part of these activities has not only allowed me to hone my musical skills, but has also helped me develop leadership and teamwork skills. In conclusion, my passion for music has been a crucial part of my identity, and it's helped me grow into the person I am today. I believe that my love for music is something that sets me apart from others and would make my application incomplete without it. That's it. All right. This is a pretty strong baseline starting essay. I will be honest. I have received starting drafts from students that have been far worse than this. And so I don't want to dismiss ChatGPT as a tool. And as I mentioned before in my previous podcast, ChatGPT is very useful as long as you remain and keep it in that space as that function, right? As a tool, not as a solution to anything. It is a way to help you get started, is a way to gain more information and gain perspective and start to think about things. So what's instructive about here is that the ChatGPT student who wrote this is really focusing on one very, very specific part of their identity and then expanding it to show how it has impacted other things. And for that, it is music. And so if we go back to the prompt, right, the prompt brings up 4 possibilities, right? Background, identity, interest, or talent. And it's very important that you really take some time. The challenge of this prompt is that you actually have to reflect a lot to find the right thing that is going to actually be meaningful and impactful to get things done, okay? And this is important because you need to consider the rest of the application that you're submitting, right? Because you're going to be submitting your transcript, you're going to be submitting your test scores, maybe. You're going to be submitting your extracurriculars. You're going to have at least 2 teacher recommendations, maybe a 3rd recommendation that is coming in as well, right? You have all of the additional information section of the Common App, right? And then on top of that, you have this essay. Right. And so when deciding on what to pick, on one hand, yes, it's very important to consider your background, identity, interests, or talent. But the other part that is important is the that is so meaningful they believe their application would be incomplete without it part. Right. And I have a lot of students who really want to use this essay to expand upon one of their extracurricular activities, right? Where they did something super significant and they really think they grew a lot from it. And so they really want to talk about it in that context. And that is fine. However, if the point of telling that story deeper is to share how much you love business, and you have a ton of extracurriculars that already show that you clearly have a passion for business, you now have used up your single shot at introducing a little bit more of your personality to say something that already has been covered, right? That's something that people will already know. And I run into this a lot primarily with business students, actually, with students who are interested in doing business. Where they will come and they will say, look, I really want to talk about my startup. I really want to talk about this venture that I had. I really want to talk about this investment competition that I did. Right? And then I look at there and I want to talk about how that's going to show my deep love for business. Right? And I look at their activities list. It's like business program, business summer camp, business opportunities, startup, da, da, da. Like, I get it. You love business. Using another 650 words to tell me how much exactly you love business doesn't actually add that much to the table, right? In terms of me understanding you, and also probably more importantly, you standing out amongst the competition. If you're applying to business, I expect that you love business. If you're applying to business, I expect that you're going to have some business activities on your resume. Right? But also there's a whole entire supplemental prompt for most schools that's going to ask you, what is your passion for business, or how do you intend on pursuing your major? It will come up in some form or another where they're going to ask you to dive more deeply into that. So now, on top of your activities list, on top of a couple teacher recs who probably are going to mention how entrepreneurial you are, right? On top of a transcript that is going to include econ and whatever business programs your school had to offer, right? And a supplement where it tells me how deeply you want to study business, you're going to give me a whole entire essay about your love for business. Your story's already complete. You are missing the prompt. You are not giving me something that completes the story of who you are. You are giving me a story that repeats what you are. And as a result, you actually are then still submitting an incomplete application. Because if I summarize that particular student, their entire application has really only focused on one thing. There's no nuance. There's nothing different. When I hold the student up against the 20, 30, 40,000 other applicants that I've received, especially if I'm a business program, duh, you want to study business. That's every single applicant. I don't think anyone is applying to business school because they want to study poetry. So take some time to really think about this prompt as a gap closer, right? What have you not covered in the rest of your application, but you really, really want to make sure they know about this? A good example of this would be things like family relationships, or where you are really passionate about something, but you haven't been able to demonstrate that necessarily in your extracurricular activities due to COVID, due to lack of opportunities at your school, due to all these other different things, or things that you maybe didn't quite know how to articulate it on the activities list. And there are examples, and I'll talk about a few of those examples, where you really want to make sure that you are looking at and looking at the entirety of your application, right? And really thinking about, given everything else that I'm saying, given everything else that I'm showing evidence of, right? What is missing, right? What isn't here that I need to really tell because it is so important, okay? For some students, it's the role that faith has played in their life, or the role that culture has played in shaping who they are. For some people, it is a secret side obsession that they don't really talk about, whether that be Rubik's Cube building or a love of online shopping in terms of finding the right deal, right? There's all these different things that can come up as part of who you are that you can share. But this is why brainstorming is super important. You cannot jump into this prompt with what you immediately assume is going to be the best, because most students jump in and they ignore they believe their application would be incomplete without it part, right? Their eyes zoom to background, identity, interest, talent. Easy, I can write that because I have so many of all of those things. A lot of students, especially recently, have use this space to talk about gender transitions, right? If that's something that they have gone through, of identity awakening in that context, you have to really take some time to think about what you want to write. A couple examples of this. I had a student who was super into STEM, very much into synthetic biology, very much into physics, very much into kind of really pursuing a career in engineering and biochemical engineering in that specific field, right? And her activity lists showed all of these things, right? It showed, she was part of iGEM, which is an international synthetic biology competition. She was doing all of these different sort of things. Her grades were phenomenal, right? And she had a great test score as well. So all these other things will speak to both her academic interest, specifically her academic capability as well, right? And so a lot of these things were already covered. And so when we were talking about what she wanted to write about for her Common App, and we ended up talking about this prompt a lot, was she really felt that while all of these things spoke to her academic capabilities, right, of like taking the hardest courses, succeeding in those hardest courses, what they didn't really cover was the why. They didn't really, none of these activities really covered why she loved these things, right? Why she was interested in the sciences, but also her own approach to the rest of life. And so we started talking a little bit about dance. We started talking a little bit about these other things that she did, whether that be singing in the Christmas show as a young child, to becoming a dancer, to learning more about the sciences, to talking with others in community service, right? We brainstormed all of these different other art aspects of her life. We went through her activities list and I asked her a ton of follow-up questions, right? What do you want to do? Why did you do this? What did you gain out of it? What are some relationships, the interesting relationships that you developed through this? We talked through all of these different things. And as we were going through, one of the things that really came through for this was her realizing that everything that she enjoyed doing was built on a very early childhood belief in magic. And that magic existed when she was young, right? And playing make-believe. And so we traced a lot of these things back to that original story of her being a young child making stuff up, right? Of where a couple twigs, if you add a dose of imagination, can become fairies, can become a whole adventure, right? And so we started with that, where there was this desire to create, to make believe. And that joy and that fascination is something that had carried through the rest of it, whether it be her really embodying the character that she would play in Nutcracker. And from there, from those childhood memories of make-believe and the power of magic, we now flash forward to where she is in high school, where she is talking about teaching kids dance. And that became one of the things that she really enjoyed doing, because she's an incredible dancer, but really loved teaching kids how to dance and how dance opened up these kids to be more comfortable with their bodies, to express themselves, to find joy just within themselves, within the movement, within the music. Seeing how these kids, as a result, their lives became better, they improved, their family relationships changed, right? For her, that transition point was now the things that I used to believe about magic, I actually can do some of that stuff now, because I now have the power to elevate others through my teaching. And then we transition finally to how she is discovering magic in the world of science as well, that everything that we're doing in the realm of research and science and biology and chemistry is kind of like magic. We're making new materials that have these new qualities. We are discovering things that we never thought before would have existed. We're playing around with what 10 years ago even people would have considered make-believe and impossible. And so that theme of magic and wonder and wanting to use those powers for good, right? Wanting to create magic so that magic can improve the lives of people around her, right? Those are things that are much harder to articulate in 150 characters on an activity list. Those are things that a lot of her teachers are not going to see, because what teachers see are simply her passion for science. Not the why of it, not the I have been this way my entire life, but that childhood wonder and that joy and that curiosity is something that I hold on to today. And you must know this, that when I come to your campus, I am going to have that same approach. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to look for opportunities to create magical, seemingly impossible change for the people who need it most. And you as a university need to know that it's not just that I want to come to your school because you have an amazing bio lab and I'm pretty good at bio and I just want to study a ton of bio because I love bio. Bio's awesome. Bio. It's here's this piece that is informing not just how I approach science. It's going to inform how I approach dance, how I approach my dorm mate, how I approach my community, how I approach everything. Is this joy, this optimism, this belief that things are possible, right? But now let's really go about the work of getting it done. And so that combination of things, right, is a narrative and a story that is much harder to capture in a list of accomplishments. It's much harder to capture. And even though bio was tied to it, and she does have a lot of other experience that speaks to her interest in bio, right? The origin story of how that interest has evolved from playing with twigs in the backyard to I'm going to be a world-changing biochemical physicist, right, is a journey that she has gone down that has shaped and formed who she is in a very essential way. But hopefully you also noticed as I was talking through that how much time was spent on brainstorming, how much time was spent on let's look all the way back and see if we can see what connective tissue that exists, see what ties there are between who you are now, who you used to be, and what was that process. All of those things cannot be done overnight, because when she initially started brainstorming, she was like, oh, let's just talk about how much I love science. You must, this prompt in particular, all of these prompts you're going to hear me say the same thing. Take the time to reflect and brainstorm. Your first few ideas are going to be terrible. But this one, probably most importantly of all, because there are so many facets of every individual, even as a high schooler, right? My philosophy when meeting new people, when trying to understand them and work with them, is a quote from Salman Rushdie, where he talks about how to understand, in his book Midnight's Children, he talks about how to understand a person, you must swallow a world. And I really believe that to be true. But kids don't. And kids want to present the superficial. Kids want to present what's immediately there. But all of them, all of you, have worlds that are contained within you. But when you haven't been in the habit of being a cartographer of your own life, of mapping out your journey, if you haven't been in the process of that reflection and that journaling and that documenting and that world building, when all of a sudden you have to do it to get into the college of your dreams. So start now. If you are in high school at all, start keeping a journal, right? Whether that be a Google Doc or voice memos, whatever. Every time you go through something significant, a big competition, a big failure, a big learning experience, an internship, think about it. What did I learn? What would I have done differently? What did I think I did pretty well, right? How do I want to take this experience going forward? Just jot it down and then talk to someone about it, right? It takes like 15, 20 minutes of your time. Have this started so that when you come back to it, when it comes time to within 3 months, you need to produce the most important work of writing of your life up to this point. Do you have the material ready to go? Or do you need to then spend a month of that 3 months digging? Start early. Think about it soon, right? Be ready. And think about the wholeness of your application, right? What are the other pieces that you are submitting? What do they say about you? And based off of those things, what do you need to use this essay to really say in addition to that? Okay. All right. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Accepted Podcast. Again, my name is Tyler Kusunoki. We hope you enjoyed today's topic and the beginning of a series on the common application prompts. Join us next week for more on the complex world of college admissions. If you like what you're hearing and want to support us, be sure to leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your platform of choice. Subscribe and hit the bell icon for notifications to stay up to date. We do also regularly host events, both in person and online. So if you're interested in attending a free info session with myself, with Real Admissions Officers, check us out at tokyoacademics.com/events. That is it for today. And remember, the key to getting in is getting ready. Thank you.